Blog Talk Radio.
Melodic grooves and textured harmonies is the heartbeat of the soul. Lyrically, emotionally, and powerful is what we love. It's Indie Soul Saturday.
It's a great day here at Source Radio Network, Source Nation. I am your host, James Johnson, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Indie Soul Saturday. We're excited to be here today and glad that you're here with us. We have a spectacular show, as always, in store for you today. Our guest, Sharon Ray North, is an amazing artist, has some really good music out there. We're going to be talking to her today about everything that's been going on. Again, it's going to be a really hot show, so I'm glad that you all are here and glad that you're tuned in. I also want to take a moment and shout out our sponsors. These people are beyond involved in our everyday hustle, and we would be doing a major disservice by not mentioning them and speaking on it. So our gracious sponsors include Paper to Film Productions, Revolutionary Meals, Scott Cares Foundation, Urban Grandstand Digital, Meet My Types Matchmaking, Blend to Blend Juice Bar Boutique, Ren Novations, and New Covenant of Praise Worship Center. We definitely want to, once again, thank them all for everything that they're doing for us. Now, we want you guys to kick back, relax, and chill while we play a little music here. And we are going to be back with our first guest, who, again, is Sharon Ray North, right here on Indie Soul Saturdays.
Source Nation, you're listening to Indie Soul Saturdays.
Radio Network is just one of the many platforms that is used to fulfill dreams of our listeners and create a purpose that will impact the lives of our communities, cities, and the world. It is often said that great things will happen when a group of driven people work together to accomplish one goal. We're giving people the opportunity to have a voice, translate words that haven't been heard, and paint pictures that no one has seen. Source Radio Network is fueling your life's purpose. How can you listen? www.blogtalkradio.com/Source Radio.
Welcome back, Source Nation. You're listening to Indie Soul Saturday.
Again, I am your host, James Johnson, and you're tuned in live to Indie Soul Saturdays. We're really excited because we have an amazing jazz artist here who is quite celebrated out here in the music industry. So she's definitely been doing her thing. She has a number of projects out there that have done amazingly well, and we're just glad to have her here in the studio with us today. I want to welcome in Sharon Ray North to Indie Soul Saturdays today. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very good. I hear the energy in your voice already. That makes me excited, really excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
How have things been going for you? I mean, I know things are hectic and busy and, you know, always moving because you're doing so many different things.
I'm always moving 100 miles an hour. and today is no different. I don't even know why I put as many things on myself at one time as I do, but that's the only way that I really seem to know how to function. So I'm always tired, but I get it done. Yeah.
I feel like
everybody's busy.
I even think of myself. I have so many different things going on, and I get up in the morning and go to the gym at 4:30 because I'm like, I know I'm tired, but I got to get out there and do it because otherwise it's not going to get done.
I know the feeling.
So, yeah, that's cool. But it's really amazing to connect with you today. I'm really elated, and I think it's really great, obviously, because you're so celebrated out here in the music industry. But there's so many people that look up to you for the, you know, obviously for the music that you put out here and just for the way you live your life. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, definitely. Now, I know we're going to be playing music here on the show today, but I would love for you to start off because I know there's a number of people, you know, obviously with us being an independent show and whatnot, I know there's a number of people who are really just now getting to know who you are, even though you've been out here for some time and you've had several projects. So really talk about, or at least just kind of start off talking about how you really got out here, how you got started, even going back to your first project that you put out.
I've been singing for as long as I can remember. My mother always said, you know, that even as a kid, I would sing at the opening of an envelope. So I've always known since I was a little teeny tiny girl. I would sit next to my parents' hi-fi, and I would listen to the music. I would have my ear right next to the speaker, and I would be listening to Nancy Wilson and King Curtis and all of the people that my parents listened to. And my sister, who is 6 years older than I am, we also listened to children's records, you know, Cinderella and stuff like that.
Right.
But I really loved listening to the big voices, the strong voices, people like Barbara Streisand and
right.
and trying to figure out what they were doing and how they were doing it. What I didn't realize way back then is that I was studying those artists. And although I no longer sit next to the hi-fi, I still listen the same way that I did back then, you know, studying voices and intonations, inflections. The actual how do you get from there to here, that started a lot later. I remember my very first gig, my cousin asked me to sing at a Martin Luther King Day event. He asked me to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And a cappella, of course, and I was a nervous wreck, you know. And people were singing along with me, but I was out front, you know.
You think everybody's looking at you, though?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know. So, and I could have been wrong because I never looked up. I didn't look up at anybody. I just had my eyes down singing. So I kind of didn't sing for a while after that. Because when I was about 16, I told my dad, Daddy, when I graduate, I'm going to be a singer. And my dad said, girl, singers are a dime a dozen. They're on every corner. You better not be thinking
right.
about being a singer. You better go to college. And something about that made sense, even though at that age, nothing that your parents, I mean, you know more than your parents when you're 16. Come on.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I didn't, you know, but something about it was kind of like, maybe he has a point. So I didn't sing. You know, I went to college. I got my bachelor's degree, and then I went back and got my master's degree. Every once in a while here and there, I would do a little bit of singing, a little bit of recording, but nothing substantial. And then I don't really know how it all happened, but it started to happen. I just started doing more, and you know, as you're doing more, you meet different people, and they're doing things, and you just start working with people and collaborating with people, and eventually, so something will take off. And I mean, I'm hoping for way bigger and better than I've had so far. I mean, so far it hasn't been bad, but, you know, I'm hoping for even more.
I mean, I look at where you are now, and I mean, you know, some of your singles have charted to me really high on the charts. I mean, you look at number 5, number 4, number 14, and you look at the UK soul charts, and just everywhere that people are really hearing your music and they're loving it. So, I mean, that's and the backstory that you just gave, to me, that's a testament to your talent. Because, you know, obviously you went in another direction, but it's still called, you know, the art still called you, though.
Well, the arts always call me. I was
right.
just saying that to somebody the other day. You will not see me going to law school. That's not my thing.
right.
My niece is a surgeon. Won't see me going to medical school. Mm-mm, that's not me. But in any way, shape, and form, except for maybe performing arts like ballet and stuff. And I studied that when I was younger. But the arts are my thing, you know, so that's what I'm into. That's where I thrive.
I think it's amazing. And it's also, to me, it's also a testament of really following your heart and doing, you know, what you really love to do. And I mean, I can tell in your voice, you know, clearly you're happy with what you're doing. And I would even argue that you're probably the happiest at, you know, obviously being an artist and really following your calling in the arts and doing this.
Oh yeah, it makes me really, really happy. Singing makes me so happy. Now, I'm not saying every gig makes me happy, but the singing
right.
part makes me happy.
Right. So that I think that's great, though. So I definitely want to start talking a little bit about the music. And you have so many songs out here. So I know we have a selection of 3. We have Lonely Nights. We have Sincerely Yours. And, you know, obviously that's from your last album that came out in 2016. And then we also have Mystery. So what I'm going to do is actually have you start talking a little bit about each song, and then we'll play it. And then we'll go on to the next song, play that, go on to the next song. So I'm going to actually start with Lonely Nights. Can you talk a little bit about Lonely Nights, kind of, you know, obviously the meaning behind it, what you wanted to do with that?
Lonely Nights was instrumental originally. What it is my producer, Chris Big Dog Davis, I met him through a friend who is a vocalist, Freddie Boy Sawyers, who sang with Isaac Hayes for about 15 years, sang with Will Downing for a bunch of years, and is a phenomenal songwriter. Well, one night at a Will Downing show, he introduced me to Big Dog. And he said, we should all work on a project together. So Big Dog just kind of, you know, shook his head, and I said, okay, yeah. I didn't really think it was going to end up happening. Because Big Dog works with so many big people. You know, he's
right.
got Mesa and Gerald Albright and, you know, Nick Coleone, all those people. So I didn't think he would really want to work with Sharon Ray North, you know. But he did. And so my sister and I got in the car. We live in Virginia. I'm originally from Ohio, but I've been in Virginia for about 9 years from Atlanta. I came here.
Oh, okay.
Well,
and I'm from Ohio.
We jumped in the car. Oh, what part?
In Cleveland.
Oh, I'm from Youngstown.
Oh, look at there. Not even far, not that far.
No, not at all. So anyway, my sister and I jump in the car and we go to Connecticut to meet with Big Dog at his studio and listen to some music. So I picked out some songs that I liked, and Lonely Nights was one of them. But like I said, it was instrumental. You know, that's how his songs generally begin, either instrumental or instrumental with some background vocals and the concept of the song. He doesn't have the words, but he has an idea. So Freddie Boy, being the songwriter that he is, wrote the words. And Don Tallman was on background vocals, and I did some background vocals in the lead, of course. And the song is just about a woman who misses a man when he's gone, And she's letting him know, you know, I'm not going to wait in line for you. You know, I need to spend time with you. I need you here. Yeah. And that's what lonely nights is. She's lonely at night when he's not there.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and actually play it now. So we are live on Indie Soul Saturdays with Sharon Ray North, and this is Lonely Nights. I love that, and I know that it's been doing very well out there. How frequently are you actually getting out and performing?
Actually, quite a bit. I was supposed to be going to California in March, but I'm going to have to reschedule that one. I have shows coming up. Ooh, off the top of my head, I can't remember. I know I have one. There's a wonderful room here in Richmond, Virginia, called the Tin Pan that
okay.
has just tons of national artists there. I was there in September. I'll be back on, I believe it's March 29th.
I love the Richmond area.
Do you? I kind of, you know what, it's funny. I didn't think I'd be here. I've been here 9 years. I thought I'd stay maybe two or three and then go back to Atlanta. But I'm still here, and as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, I closed on my new house. I just built a house here.
Oh, wow.
And,
amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah. So we moved in yesterday, but
oh, wow.
now I'm back at the old house right now talking to you while everybody else is working. We're getting everything, you know, I got to finish getting everything out of here. So
it's weird. My sister, she had gone to college. She actually went to Hampton. And then when she graduated
mm-hmm.
Hampton, she moved to Richmond. And she actually stayed on Chamberlain, I think it was called. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so long ago. But I just remember going down there and really loving the area and, you know, always wanting to go back and going back frequently.
It is a nice area. It is. I'm enjoying it. You know, there's a lot to do here. We have a great jazz festival in the summer, jazz festival at Maymont, also known as the Richmond Jazz Festival.
Okay.
I've performed at it, with the exception of last summer, I've performed at it every year since it started.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So now kind of going back to the music, definitely getting back to the music, I want to actually go to Mystery. Talk a little bit about Mystery.
Oh, Mystery is, I mean, we didn't really have concept for it. Just the music was so ethereal and sensuous. And mysterious. It just has a mysterious sound, a little bit of a Middle Eastern flavor. And
mm-hmm.
I loved the sound of it. And we kind of talked about what it could be about. And, I mean, Big Dog already had the title, Mystery. So, you know, the mystery is about this love. But the woman is, you know, kind of, she's really feeling this man, you know, and it's still kind of a mystery between them, you know. So that's kind of what Fred did with it when he wrote the lyrics. You know, she's asking questions. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes those end up being your best songs when you go in and you don't really have a concept behind it, and it allows you to kind of be a little bit more open and free with, you know, obviously in
yeah.
the creative process.
Yeah, yeah. And it worked. It worked. You know, a lot of people have told me that that's their favorite song on the project.
We're going to go into it. I think that's amazing. This is, we are live, I should say, with Sharon Ray North right here on Indie Soul Saturdays, and this is Mystery.
Face.
Not just for the album, but specifically for that song right there. So I can see why you would say that, it, you know, that a lot of people feel like it's one of their favorites.
Oh, yeah, people love that song. It's a great song.
Yeah, I think it's definitely amazing. But another song
Thank
of yours,
you.
And obviously it's the next one we're going to be playing here, which is Sincerely Yours. That one has actually gotten many, many great reviews as well, and it actually is one of my favorites. So talk a little bit about Sincerely Yours, and obviously that's the title track as well for the album.
Yeah, Sincerely Yours was actually the first song that Big Dog played when my sister and I went to his studio in Connecticut. And the minute I heard it, I just loved it. It's upbeat. It just makes you feel good. It's a feel good song. People can dance to it. You know, all of the songs on that project are love songs. Sincerely Yours is one of my favorites. I mean, it was just a 5-song EP, and depending upon what day it is, any of them could be my favorite. But Sincerely Yours always kind of makes its way back up to the top.
Right.
It's going to be releasing to radio as a single probably within the next few weeks. And it's 2 years out almost, well, not quite, about a year and a half out. And people are still asking me, you know, when are they going to start hearing it more on the radio? So people want to hear Sincerely Yours. That will be the last one that we released from this project before we head back into the studio again. So hopefully people will begin hearing more of that one in the next few weeks.
I think it's actually amazing that you're getting so much support just in terms of, you know, obviously getting that radio airplay. And especially, again, with it being, you know, nearly 2 years after it's been released, because you find a lot of artists who still promoting the project a year and a half after it's been out.
Mm-hmm. My radio promoter, Jason Goroff.
I think it's definitely
music
great.
Marketing. Yeah, Jason is great, and I asked him. I said, "Do you think it'll do well? You know, this far out?" And he was like, "Yeah, absolutely. It's a good song. You know, when it's a good song, it doesn't really matter. You know."
Right, and I think as an artist, as long as you have the right team behind you and you have somebody who's going to continue, you know, pushing forward just with the overall promotion of it, I think that, you know, projects will continue to do well. Because people
mm-hmm.
definitely want to hear the new material.
Yes, yes. And this one, although it's gotten some airplay, you know, a lot of stations have not played it because it hasn't released to radio yet. You know,
right.
And I kind of like that sometimes, that they'll wait for you to release it before they start playing it, you know.
Right.
And then other times it's like, no, I want everybody to be playing it even if we haven't released it. You know, so it's kind of a catch-22. But
yeah,
I'm hopeful that it'll do well.
Yeah, I think there's, a lot of the radio stations, there's a little bit of fear in terms of, you know, playing music before the artist actually releases it. And I know that obviously back in the day there was a lot. I guess when they really put more dollars into promoting artists and releasing the singles, they didn't want the radio stations to play them before they actually released them as singles. So I think there's probably a little bit
right.
of fear that way. But, I mean, it's definitely good that you have that support, because there's a lot of people who, like I said, they either are not promoting the project, you know, this far into it, or they just don't
mm-hmm.
really have that support from radio.
Right, right. So we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful for it.
Most definitely. Yeah. So once again, we are live here on Indie Soul Saturdays with Sharon Ray North, and this is Sincerely Yours. Now, we're real happy to say that that has actually been extremely popular here on the station. So, you know, kudos to you for that, because that song has actually done very well here on Source Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what's planned? I know you were saying that, you know, when Sincerely Yours actually goes to radio, that's going to be the last single release before you go back into the studio. So what type of a timeline are you working with, obviously, in regard to your upcoming project?
Ooh, I'm hoping to have a new one by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Possibly sooner.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, the fans definitely love to hear that.
Yeah, I don't want to wait until too late in the year, because then you're bumping up against all the Christmas music. But if I can get it in ahead of the Christmas music, then fine. If not, then early in 2019.
Okay. I think that sounds really exciting. What type of other things are you working on kind of in the interim that, you know, everybody can look out for?
Oh, musically, just booking shows. You know, everybody needs to go to the best jazz venue in their town and tell them that they want to see me come there. And maybe they'll book me. So
I definitely
really
see that happening.
Yeah, just doing more performances and hooking up with good musicians to do sessions and things like that. So just keeping it, you know, in the arts and in the music.
Well, I know a lot of people
may see me on TV because I'm starting to do a little bit of acting. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that sounds really, really exciting. Have you booking any roles or anything like that, or how far have you really gotten into it?
Well, I've had some. I've done 3 episodes as an extra on Homeland.
Okay.
And I've done a couple local and regional commercials, and I'm just trying to book more and more. You know, hopefully. That'll increase as well.
Right. You sound so modest when you say it, but that's super exciting to me, though.
You know what? It's a little humbling. It is, definitely, especially because acting is something that I really don't know very much about. I've never really, you know, done it. So to branch out and try something like that is different, and it's actually a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
I think that's exciting. So now I have to make sure I'm watching Homeland so I can see you on there.
I'll probably just be blending in with the crowd. So.
Well, either way, I think it's really exciting. Congratulations to you for that, and I wish you nothing but continued success with it. In terms of people who really want to keep up with you and know the different things that you have coming up and going on, where can they find you online?
I'm on Facebook, Sharon Ray North. My musician and fan page is Sharon Ray North Sings. And there's also the SharonRayNorth.com website, Sharon Ray North on Twitter. So everything is Sharon Ray North. Google Sharon Ray North. You'll see something.
Hey, I think that's really cool. Any type of not just final comments, but words of encouragement for people out there listening who may want to do the same thing you're doing or just need some encouragement.
First of all, you can never finish something that you don't start. You know, so if it's in you and you want to do it, you can't just talk about it. You have to be about it.
Definitely.
You also have to kind of map out a little bit of a strategy. I had a neighbor back in Youngstown who used to say, plan your work, then work your plan.
Right.
And I think that is just a phenomenal saying. Try to get with people who are going places and who want the same things you want and who want to help you achieve what you're trying to achieve, like Fred and Big Dog did for me. And most of all, don't get discouraged, you know, when it's not happening the way you want it to or when you think it should, because everything in life has its time. And
definitely.
Just because you think it's time, it may not really be time, you know, so don't get discouraged by what's not happening. You know, just keep your eyes focused on what will happen or what can happen. And just try to make it happen, you know. And then when it doesn't, you know, try again. Nobody is really an overnight success.
Definitely.
Mhm.
I think that's amazing advice. And I mean, I've definitely, you know, heard the saying, you know, over and over again, you know, as far as, you know, planning and, you know, really working your plan and just ultimately planning things out. And like you said, mm-hmm. everything really happens. You know, everything happens when it's supposed to. And I say that all the time. It happens when it's supposed to and the way it's supposed to happen.
And another thing that I would encourage people to do is save your money so that you can do your projects and stuff, because it's expensive. It's
yeah.
expensive. You know, you're working with professional people who do this for a living. They want to get paid. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the producer, that's his job. The songwriter, that's his job. I've heard of so many people, I even know some, who have had really good projects, but they didn't have the money to put behind them to get them out there. If you don't have a big record company backing you and stuff, and even that's not the way it used to be years ago, but if you're an independent artist like me, that's coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so save your money and find out how much this is going to cost, how much that's going to cost, and budget for it so that you're able to get a good radio promoter and good producers and do everything that you need to do, because it's a shame to spend money and then have to stop because you've run out, you know,
there's
so your
so
project
many,
never sees the light of day.
There's so many artists who don't understand that, and that, I think that's great advice because, yeah, there's so many who don't understand it, and unfortunately, some artists, they never get it.
Mm-hmm. They really don't.
Yep.
And to make sure that, you know, I hear so many people saying, well, I'm a full-time singer, when they're really not.
Right.
You know, and by that, I mean, they may be gigging, but when you're doing something full-time, you're making a living at it.
Most definitely.
You know, and maybe you have 50 gigs on the calendar, but if each one of them is only paying you $50, you are not a full-time singer.
Most definitely.
You know, or if, yeah, you know, so don't be afraid to do something else. Don't be afraid to supplement your income with a job, you know,
yeah,
while
so
you're
many,
trying
so many
to get things going.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so many
you,
people
you
are
gotta,
doing it.
Mm-hmm. You got to make it work.
I think it's definitely great advice. Thank you so, so much for coming on to the show today. I love connecting just with artists in general and being able to do it here on Saturday afternoons when there's, you know, not necessarily so much going on and you really have time to kind of sit down and talk for a little bit. So I really appreciate
mm-hmm.
you coming on to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And then, you know, the offer is always there for you to come back whenever you choose. And if you have other things going on or projects coming out, we definitely want to have you here and want to be able to talk to you about those projects and get it out to our audience as
okay.
well.
Okay, I definitely will be in touch.
Definitely. You have an amazing afternoon. Enjoy your new house. Congratulations on that. I think that's really big stuff right there. So congratulations again on that. And you have a
Thank
good weekend.
You. You do the same.
Okie doke.
All righty.
Uh-huh. And there you have it, Source Nation. We have wrapped up our first hour here with Sharon Ray North. Definitely an amazing conversation. We will be getting that up on, so you will be able to download this conversation and listen to this over and over again. Definitely a great conversation. And, again, this has been Indie Soul Saturdays. We thank you all for tuning in, and we'll be back here next weekend, same time, same place.
Yo.